Welcome to the PTO Podcast, a podcast dedicated to improving lifestyles through people, technology, and organizations. Produced by bidetservices.com. Visit us online at www.bidetservices.com.
Welcome to the PTO Podcast. I am Mark Colvin with bidetservices.com. As always, we are glad to have our new listeners on board. And if you have any comments or feedback, you can reach us at bidetinfo@bidetservices.com. That's B-I-D-E-T, info@bidetservices.com. Today's installment of the PTO Podcast features Dan Baldwin of Legal Eagle Contractors of Houston, Texas. Dan has been in the renovation and remodeling business for 25 years. He has also earned the designations of a Certified Graduate Remodeler, Graduate Master Builder, and Certified Aging-in-Place Specialist. And he's also a lawyer. Dan has also been the past president of the Greater Houston Builders Association, serves on a national level on the board of directors, and is currently the national chairman, board of governors for the Certified Aging-in-Place Specialist, sponsored by both the National Association of Home Builders and the AARP. Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. Now, I want to get right into this. What brought about the development of the Certified Aging-in-Place program?
Well, back in 2002, there was a study published by the AARP called Fixing to Stay. You can actually Google that. And it was a widespread study that produced some interesting statistics about the trouble that older Americans are having in their homes. And it highlighted the fact that there, despite a strong demand, there's a lot of skepticism about contractors, and they were having difficulty finding people to make tubs into roll-in showers and install grab bars and, you know, add mother-in-law additions and a myriad of projects that they needed. So I figured I would contact the AARP gentleman who did the study and see if we could marry the National Association of Home Builders, Remodelers, and Builders with the 30-plus million AARP members that there are out there, many of whom need these services. So we started a dialogue that resulted in a certification course called CAPS, which stands for Certified Aging in Place Specialist, that helps teach builders and contractors and also, you know, medical personnel and realtors and others who have been showing up for the class about how to work with this the older adult market, since that the boomers are coming on so strong. So it's been a wonderful program.
30 million members, and that's only going to get stronger as the years go by, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. And now the AARP website has a list of the CAPS certified contractors and builders on it. So the search engine on AARP can be used by its members to find you once you have the certification, which is nice.
Okay, so there really is a marriage between the National Home Builders Association and AARP.
There is. There's a very strong bridge built already, and it's growing all the time.
So what type of response since this was conceived have you been getting from both the the builders community?
Oh, my gosh. It has been overwhelming. In fact, the first class we taught, the very first time we did it, we didn't think anybody was going to show up, and we had a maximum cap of 50 people. And before we could even announce it, the class filled up, you know, and twice, and it's been going uphill, you know, since then. So to give you some idea on how popular this whole concept is, this whole area of aging-in-place design, both on new construction and in the remodeling home modifications arena, the National Association of Home Builders gets several million hits on their website every week. About 65% of them have to do with the aging-in-place aspects of building and remodeling. That's how many people are looking for that on their website. The CAPS classes, the Certified Aging in Place certification classes, which is a set of 3 days, are the most popular, most requested class and certification in the country, produced at least from the NAHB, from the National Association of Home Builders. So there is a tremendous amount of interest about this subject area from builders, and the reason is that there's a tremendous amount of interest from consumers. So the consumers are making it known that they want these features in their homes. They want to be able to stay in their homes as they get older and not have to make major modifications down the road. The builders and remodelers are responding to that demand by getting information and training on classes like this so that they can come in and at least have some subject matter expertise and some practical construction training on how to do this stuff. And it's been a great marriage.
As a remodeler or a builder, from a investment perspective, going to this class, getting the certification, does it give them just a whole new market to go to, or is it just another certification that they can put on at the end of their name?
Well, it gives them a whole new market to go to, and it also has far-reaching effects than that. It's not only the market that you can go after, but it's also design principles that includes universal design principles that builders need to know more about anyway. You know, any time you can make a home more livable, more safe, more comfortable for everyone that might be living there, what I call grand design, because it's suitable for grandchildren all the way through grandparents that might be sharing that home, then you're actually building a better product that people can live in more comfortably for the years to come. So, for example, I teach these courses across the country, and I tell the students in my class that if I ever find out that they are installing a 24-inch bathroom door in a new house or a remodel, I'm going to come get them, because we are changing those out to wider doorways as fast as we can, and there's just no reason to put in a small door like that, especially into a bathroom space.
So the message is here, if you're in Dan's class, you better listen.
Absolutely. There's a test at the end, so everybody listens just because of that.
Well, I know you guys, the CAPS program also has been very involved with the healthcare community, which I think is pretty interesting about this, really combining the whole, what you call the grand design, but also factoring in someone's, their health, their well-being, the whole human body and how it interacts with their home. What kind of work are you guys doing with the healthcare community?
We have actually partnered formally with the AOTA recently, the American Occupational Therapists Association, because they have their own home modifications program, but it's a much smaller scale effort than ours. So we're joining forces with them to have cross-education between our members. The CAPS courses were written in 2002, and they're in the middle of being rewritten and updated as we speak. And the updates have a lot more information about how to work with the medical community and how to market to the medical community so that you can get referrals for this kind of client and this kind of work. And in that context, you are also trained on how to or when to bring a medical professional in. So, for example, let's say I go to someone's home and they want me to do some home modifications because one of them has the beginning stages of Parkinson's. Well, Parkinson's is a progressive disease, and I don't have any clue how quickly that might be progressing in that particular person. So for liability reasons and also to provide the best modifications that I can, I'm going to bring in an occupational therapist that I work with, and she'll help me do an evaluation of his health condition and prognosis. And then I can make specific changes to the house that would be suitable. So let me give you a specific example. With the Parkinson's situation, you might have someone that obviously needs grab bars in the bathrooms and maybe some ramps that they may need for a wheelchair or a walker eventually. But I wouldn't know necessarily, and without the training and working with OTs, that tile in the bathroom floor, which, you know, we all think of putting in non-slip tile because that's the safest thing, if it's too non-slip, can be dangerous to a person with Parkinson's because they tend to have a foot-dragging thing that happens as their disease progresses. And you actually have to pick a tile that's in between slippery and not slippery, that has a certain drag coefficient. I mean, I didn't even know anything about this stuff until I, you know, started working with OTs and found it very interesting. But it changes the way you select products and recommend things when you work with the medical folks who bring skills and information to the table that we as builders don't have.
Again, it's another partnership between builders and another community that they're having to work with. Now, does the builder typically work in a relationship with an occupational therapist? Do they develop that relationship before they go in, or is it something that, you know, there's a list of people they can pick from and they call them? How does that typically work?
All of the above. I mean, usually it's one of two general scenarios. Either I go out and meet with somebody and realize, uh-oh, I need to bring in a medical professional to help me with this, and then I meet with them and they do their medical assessment and we literally walk around if it's an existing home and say, these are the features that need to be fixed and changed. But as often as that happens, or actually more often, I'm actually getting a referral from somebody that already has the medical person on board. So my homeowner will come to me and say, the discharge nurse at the hospital says my wife's getting out after her stroke and we're going to need these things done to the house. And it's sort of all figured out from the medical side before I get there. So you kind of have to be ready to be approached and do the approaching from different angles so that you can put out the best set of fixes that you can. But it comes at you from different sides.
Now, if besides builders, contractors, remodelers, who else should be thinking about getting the certification?
Well, when we first did the classes, we wrote the text thinking that it was only going to be remodeling contractors who would really be interested in this stuff. And lo and behold, we had all the folks show up that you just mentioned and new construction people. I just taught the courses 2 weeks ago in Houston, Texas. And I had, in a class of 20, I had four medical people, one realtor, two engineers, a handful of remodelers, and three or four new construction folks, one of whom was a multifamily builder, so who does apartments and condos and stuff like that. So they're all those different markets are interested in, or all those different disciplines and vocations are interested in meeting the need that's out there. And that was a big shock to us when we first put the first course on. We had all these different folks in there that we didn't expect. Also, people who were ASID designers, you know, the American Society of Interior Decorators or designers, are also interested in this, and our courses have been approved for continuing education for the ASID community, which is a big national group, and also the National Kitchen and Bath Association, the NKBA. So we're working on the architects. They're a little tougher nut to crack, but we hope to be approved soon for continuing education for architects and have more architects showing up as well.
So really, anybody that's involved with anything that goes into the design of a house is becoming a prospect.
That's true. Very true.
So if we wanted to learn more about the CAPS program, either one about how to become certified or just more information, where do you recommend we go?
I would go to the nahb.org, nahb.org website. And if you just type in CAPS, C-A-P-S, Certified Aging Place Specialist, in the search box, you will see a host of informational choices there, including where to take the courses and what the designation CAPS is all about, where you can get a list of people who are already CAPS certified, just like on the AARP website, press releases, and so on and so forth. So there's a plethora of information on the NAHB website. That's probably the best place to look.
Okay. Now, if our listeners want to learn more about you, where can they find you at?
I have information on my website about the aging in place market and articles that people are welcome to borrow if they want more information to read and use in their own businesses if they want, with examples of things you can do in your, you know, in someone's home. My website address is www.legaleaglecontractors.com, legal like lawyers, eagle like the bird, contractorsplural.com. I think there'll be some helpful information there and some photographs of work and stuff like that that might be helpful to your listeners.
We certainly do appreciate it. We hope to be talking to you soon.
All right. Let me know if I can be of further assistance.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Mark.
The PTO podcast is produced by BidetServices.com, a lifestyle enhancement company dedicated to creating independence, restoring dignity, and promoting wellness through the use of bidet seats. For more information, visit Bidet Services at www.bidetservices.com.